What if kittens played the glockenspiel? Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're going to start with a question from a patron named Jack.
Hi, my name is Jack. I like Spider-Man. And my What If question is, what if Alabaster Zero and all of What If World had identical twins?
I like it. He gets a dumb and some happy and then I die.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jack. And I should add that Jack's little sister Alice said she likes Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and to play outside. So thank you, Jack and Alice. And today we're going to answer one more question from a review written by Owen. Owen asks, what if Fred the dog was sick and JF Cat came? And it's just in time for me to give a good shout out to siblings Jordan and Jackson. Hey, Fred, and yes, thank you, Jordan and Jackson.
Well, I've got a perfect shout out to give to Abigail.
Oh, Percy, please don't use that purr. It's too calming. It just puts me to sleep.
Perfect. Then maybe I'll tell the story.
Okay, Percy, you're putting yourself to sleep too. Let's just thank Abigail and our final friend named Asa, who really likes police officers. And well, Detective Alabaster Zero is going to end up in this story.
Okay, thank you, Asa, Abigail, Jackson, and Jordan.
Oh, quit it with that soothing voice. Percy, I'm going to tell the story.
Well, I'll wake up Mr. Eric, and he can tell us what if Alabaster Zero and all of What If World had identical twins.
And what if Fred the dog was sick and JF Cat came?
Oh, fooey.
Fred the dog does not start this story sick. In fact, he is feeling like $1 million.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad I feel like $1 million. Cause the sky mouth is closed and we've solved a lot of what if problems lately.
He was feeling so wonderful, in fact, that he went to visit his old friend JF Cat at Fur Force headquarters.
JF Cat, what if we're finally getting back to normal?
I'm pretty sure there's no such thing as normal here.
But we are happy that things are getting better, said Verilise.
She and Alabaster shared the same headquarters as the Fur Force.
Yeah, I think we should take a play break outside.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Meow, shouldn't you do some of your presidential duties before?
JF Cat, I do those duties outside, like a good dog.
No, not... I mean like paperwork and stuff.
But Verilise, Alabaster Zero, and Fred the Dog were already running out of Fur Force HQ to play under the bright and sparkly sky.
Don't worry, Jojo. Mr. Mouser is faxing over all of my work for later.
But maybe you should handle one little responsibility before playing.
JF Cat had never heard a fax machine before. It sounded like the interwatt was trying to cough up a rusty harmonica.
Get me out of here.
And JF Cat rushed outside too, as Fred's responsibilities just kept piling up.
Look at this,
cried Alabaster Zero, lifting up his shirt to show that he had 4 belly buttons.
What in the world?
More like what ifs in the world,
said Verilise, gesturing above them.
It's perfect weather for what ifs today.
Yeah, Alice in the Sky with Ideamans came, and she's waning what ifs all over the place.
And indeed, JF Cat could see a distant, glimmering lady sprinkling down ideas atop them. Your ideas, in fact. A gentle storm of magical changes swept across them, transforming the four playmates into anything you can imagine. They took turns ruling What If World and trading places with each other and getting big and small and old and young and flying and teleporting. The hours whiled away, but every once in a while, Fred and JF Cat could still hear that distant fax machine piling up responsibilities. "Okay," said JF Cat, having just turned back from a giraffe. "Oh, I think we've been out in the magic for long enough. We don't want to catch a glowed."
"Don't you mean a cold?"
"No, he means a glowed. It's when you've been out in the magic for too long and you get sick."
"Oh, how could something this fun ever be bad for you?"
said Fred the dog, turning gigantic and eating Alabaster Zero.
"Hey! Oh, spit me out, Fred."
"Okay."
"Thank goodness you were given flower breath by this magic."
"All right, well, I'm gonna head inside. I don't want to get sick."
"Suit yourself.
Bye-bye, Jojo."
"Wow, my four belly buttons are actually spinnerets that shoot out webs. Just call me Spider Belly Boy."
"Okay, fine." And when JF Cat stepped inside Fur Force HQ, there were piles of faxes all over the floor, and the phone immediately started ringing.
"Uh-oh. Oh, I think we may have been playing for longer than we realized."
JF Cat picked up the phone in fear.
"Jojo, it's me, Freddy. I'm outside. I'm sick."
"JF Cat, can you come get us? We're sick."
"I think we got a glowed."
"Oh, for meowing out loud."
JF Cat turned back around and went outside to see that Alice had finally floated away, leaving Fred, Feralise, Alabaster, and Fred shivering in the... Wait.
"Yeah, there's two of us now.
Oh, this Fred's so good at counting all of a sudden."
"All right, which one of you is the real Fred?"
"I don't really know."
Fred sneezed on Alabaster and Feralise, and then...
"Cool, I've got a twin brother."
You've got a twin.
Big whoop."
"Well, the two of you have very rude twins, I must say."
"Oh, but my twin's better than your twin because I'm a fairy and all the things I do are better."
"Fred, I think your sneezes make everyone have identical twins."
"Oh, this kitty cat is so smart."
"Sarcastic identical twins."
"Don't you mean identical twins?" "Wow, identical. How long did it take you to come up with that?"
"Oh, JF Cat, I think I'm gonna have to call in sick to being president. Could you do it for a few weeks or something?"
"You can't call in sick to being president.
Let's just handle one problem at a time. I'm gonna get the three or six of you some soup. Come on inside."
"Oh yeah, and deal with all that work in there? As if."
"Our responsibilities don't go away just because..."
"Because I'm a fairy and I've got to make everyone do the right thing all the time."
"Fine, I'll bring the soup out here."
And as JF Cat cooked up a big pot of soup, he could hear Fred continuing to sneeze outside, sending more identical twins out into What If World.
"All right," said JF Cat, standing on his hind legs to carefully carry a big pot of soup out to his sick friends.
"There should be enough soup out here for everyone. And now that I'm not president, I'm smarter and wiser than ever."
"Oh, sorry, I sneezed out the double of you while you were gone,"
said Fred the dog. And there were twins running around all over the place. Crazy, wacky stuff was happening everywhere.
"Oh, sorry, I also sneezed out a double of you, Mr. Eric."
"Hey, okay. Don't just make crazy, wacky stuff happen for no reason."
And suddenly the soup turned into a caterpillar clown and everyone was chasing it all over the place.
No, that is not what happened. They ate the soup and JF Cat took care of them and they all got better.
The end.
No.
"We've still got identical twins running amok.
And I'm pretty worn out of taking care of all of you and putting up with your sarcastic tones." "Okay, you go all go back to work. I just don't think I need like one more day, a week, or month to just like sit here and not have to worry about my responsibilities."
"I guess I'm never gonna get better.
So you're gonna have to take care of me forever and ever.
And me and the other alabaster are gonna have to use our web shooting belly buttons to catch all the identical twins, even me.
Are you serious? Because that sounds like a great idea.
Of course I'm serious. I just talk this way, so we're vocally distinct.
You just still sound so sarcastic. It's really hard for me to...
Let's just go.
And the two alabasters shot out webs from their belly buttons.
We prefer to be called Spider Belly Boys. Yeah, I actually like Spider Belly Boy.
And I guess I'll take the other Fred and the other JF Cat and go tell a story about how they saved everybody somewhere else.
Thank you, Mr. Eric. This was getting kind of confusing.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
You two can go, but me and this Fred, we're going to stay and get taken care of.
Okay, so just me and sarcastic JF Cat going, like, save a different what-if world or something.
All right, Fred. Everyone had their rest, except for me. But now it's time for you to get back to being president.
There's just so many faxes in there, and the machine is loud and scary.
You're sounding just like your identical twin.
The Feralises and Alabasters, and even the other JF Cat and Mr. Eric, kept collecting more and more identical twins, while Fred continued to play sick and spend time with himself.
Me and Spider Baby Boy have been helping out all over the place.
It's so fun. Please ignore my tone. I'm sincere.
Listen, Fred, I'm not gonna make you go back to being president, but there's a lot of people out there who want you in their lives.
But I'm afraid I'm never going to play with my friend anymore.
I'm only ever gonna work and work and work and work forever.
Sometimes that's what responsibility feels like.
But it is kinda nice when I get to help people.
Oh, sure. And the more you help people, the more time those people have to play with you because you help them, and they also want to play with you more because you were so nice and thoughtful.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Freds stood up and stretched their legs for the first time in what felt like ages.
Oh, that's a good story.
Oh, that's a good story.
He walked over to Fur Force HQ, where faxes were actually spilling out the window. And after reading the document...
Oh, this is like a good activity, actually.
He stretched out with his tongue and grabbed a little pen and gave it a quick signature and... A bunch of the doubles crammed into Fur Force HQ disappeared. And as the Fur Force and friends worked together to straighten out their headquarters, all the rest of the doubles finally disappeared, becoming a part of the people and creatures they'd sprung from in the first place. Everyone in What If World had met that person inside themselves who knew all the little things they were afraid to talk about.
And everyone lived happily ever after, and there were no more problems. And
there's no such thing as a perfect story.
Okay, now do the identical, Eric. Sorry, I missed one.
The end. Well, Owen, Alice, and Jack, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, James and Julian, identical twin brothers and two of my best, most imaginative friends, and all you kids at home who know that helping out your friends and family is not only rewarding, it leaves them more time and energy to play with you. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
ICANN is proud to be a community sponsor of the PDX Parent Family Festival, presented by Xfinity. The party is returning to Savi Island on June 22nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Each year, more than 2,000 kids and grown-ups come to Topaz Farm for a day of family fun, live music, farm activities, giveaways, and community spirit. Learn more at pdxparent.com.